I wished she would not stare at me, and thought of going to look at my watch again when a little girl wearing a string of coral beads joined us.
"The poor Frau Hauptmann cannot join us today," she said. "She has come out in spots all over on account of her nerves. She was very excited yesterday after having written 2 postcards."
"A delicate woman," volunteered the Hungarian, "but pleasant. Fancy she has a separate plate for each of her front teeth." "But she has no right to let her daughters wear such short sailor suits. They sit about on benches, crossing their legs in a most shameless manner." "What are you going to do this afternoon, Fraulein Anna?"
"Oh," said the coral necklace, "the Herr Oberleutnant has asked me to go with him to Landsdorf. He must buy some eggs there to take home to his mother. He saves a penny on 8 eggs by knowing the right peasants to bargain with."
"Are you an American?" said the vegetable lady, turning to me.
"No."
"Then you are an Englishwoman."
"Well, hardly."
"You must be one of the two. You cannot help it. I have seen you walking alone several times. You wear your..." I got up and climbed onto the swing. The air was sweet and cool.